This is Vatican Radio. I'm Krissel Thierry. While peace talks between the South Sudanese government and rebel groups finally began in neighboring Ethiopia on Tuesday, the United Nations announced preparations for the deployment of more troops to ease the humanitarian crisis in the coming days. Laura Yarachi reports.
South Sudanese government officials and rebel leaders met in the Ethiopian capital today to broker a deal aimed at ending 3 weeks of fighting in South Sudan, which has killed at least 1,000 people and displaced another 200,000. The talks were supposed to begin in Addis Ababa last week, but were held up by the demands of rebel groups that 11 captured leaders be freed. Michael Makui Lueth of the South Sudanese Information Ministry said such demands could not condition the talks.
We came here to talk peace without conditions, and to come and tell us that release these people so that the talk is a condition and we are not ready to accept any precondition.
However, the East African Intergovernmental Authority on Development sent envoys to South Sudan on Tuesday to urge President Salva Kiir to release the detainees. The start of the peace talks follows a weekend of heavy fighting in Bor. The UN continues to protect about 9,000 civilians in its compound in Bor, while other compounds continue to welcome an increasing number of civilians, said Farhan Haq, acting deputy spokesperson for UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
Resupply of the unmissed Bor base is becoming a critical issue. Medical capacity continues to be severely overstretched. The mission has called on both the government and anti-government forces to cooperate to allow resupply flights. Preparations are underway for the deployment of new troop battalions and additional police personnel in the coming days.
Despite the talks, the UN says it expects the number of displaced people to increase in the next few weeks. The priority, it says, is health management and the provision of shelter, water, and food. I'm Laura Yarachi.